Hi everyone, my name's Marcus Vance, and I'm a glass artist. Essentially, I design and create pictures and sculptures from glass. It's quite an unusual career, and certainly not what my family had envisioned for me growing up. In fact, when I was a teenager, my father was convinced I'd join the family business. I did briefly consider training to be an electrician, because it seemed practical, but my parents really wanted me to be a mechanic, mainly because my dad owned a local garage and wanted to pass it down. I rebelled against that idea pretty early on. The real turning point for me came during a school trip. I honestly thought it was going to be a boring day out. We were visiting a historical town, and while most of my friends were busy looking at the old architecture, I wandered off and was absolutely captivated by a cathedral that had the most incredible, vibrant stained glass windows. I just stood there amazed by how the light poured through the colours. I started sketching my own designs soon after, but I was terrified of actually applying to art school. My art teacher told me I definitely had potential, but it was actually my uncle who gave me the final push and convinced me to submit my portfolio. He even helped me select my best drawings. Getting into art school was amazing, but tough. We had to experiment with so many different forms and techniques. I assumed we'd start off by making small bowls or maybe even delicate glass jewellery. However, our very first assignment involved designing decorative mirrors. It was surprisingly difficult, but it taught me a huge amount about light and reflection.
After graduating, the hardest part was setting up my own independent studio. Renting the space itself was expensive enough. I managed to acquire some excellent second-hand tools to save cash, but I still had to take out a substantial bank loan so I could afford my own furnace. That was a massive financial commitment for a young artist, but absolutely essential for melting and shaping the raw glass.
Of course, commercial success didn't happen overnight. I exhibited at small craft fairs, mostly selling tiny ornaments just to pay the bills. Then I had a major breakthrough at a regional exhibition. A well-known actor came by and heavily praised my work, but to my absolute shock, it was a famous musician who actually purchased my largest, most expensive piece. I couldn't believe it. Following that exciting sale, I finally got some much-needed media attention. I was really hoping for a feature in a prestigious arts magazine, but instead, a really flattering review was published in a local newspaper. It turned out to be a blessing, as it brought a lot of supportive people from the surrounding community directly to my studio. Over the years, my artistic focus has naturally shifted. Initially, I drew heavy inspiration from forests and trees, using lots of greens and browns. Lately, though, I've abandoned those earthy tones, and my work is almost entirely focused on oceans, using deep blues, greens, and flowing shapes to represent moving water. I've been incredibly lucky to get some large-scale commissions recently. I just finished a massive decorative panel for a corporate office building in the city, and right now I'm in the middle of creating a huge skylight for a new library. It's a uniquely challenging space because the natural light changes so dramatically throughout the day. As you can imagine, glassmaking is physically demanding, working with heavy materials in immense heat, so you really need to unwind. Many of my peers do yoga or swimming to stay fit and relaxed. I prefer being outdoors, so whenever I get a free weekend, I go rock climbing. It requires the same kind of extreme focus and balance as working with hot glass, which completely clears my mind. So, that's a bit about my journey. Does anyone have any questions?